to rapidly rotating records number 1,288. An hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. This week's is an all-birthday show, but with just one birthday, that of American impresario and producer Florenz Edward Ziegfeld Jr., and will feature songs from many of his Broadway productions. Flo, as he was known, was born March 21, 1867 in Chicago, to Dr. Florenz Edward Ziegfeld and Rosalie DeHez. His father was a music teacher and founder of the Chicago Musical College, and Flo was interested in staging shows from an early age. When his father opened the Trocadero in 1893, billed as the International Temple of Music, Ziegfeld was on the executive staff as foreign representative and proved his ability to find and market talent by bringing European strongman Eugene Sandow to the U.S. Billed as the Great Sandow, he became Ziegfeld's first star attraction in Chicago and then New York City. In 1896, the younger Ziegfeld produced his first Broadway show, A Parlor Match, which opened at the Herald Square Theater on September 21st. Also in 1896, Ziegfeld met singer Anna Held in London and brought her to America to star in a series of his Broadway shows. It was she who suggested his creation of extravagant revues based on the Folies Bergère of Paris, but less risqué. Originally billed as the Follies of 1907 and renamed the Ziegfeld Follies in 1911, they were famous for their beautiful chorus girls and headlining acts. For this show, I've tried to come up with a variety of songs from the Follies and other Ziegfeld productions, and here to start off the first set is the medley one-step titled Ziegfeld Follies. Thank you. There you have three tunes from some early editions of the Ziegfeld Follies. Appropriately enough, we started off with Joseph C. Smith's orchestra and Ziegfeld Follies, a medley of two tunes by Dave Stamper, heard in the Follies of 1917. Hello, My Dearie, and Chu Chin Chow, from Victor 18334, recorded June 25th, 1917, just a couple of weeks after the review opened at the New Amsterdam Theater. There are, of course, lyrics written by Gene Buck to both of those melodies. Louis Hirsch usually gets soul music credit for listening, LIST-NING, on some radio, but Dave Stamper and Victor Herbert are also credited on the Harm sheet music, and all the recordings I've seen show Listening on Some Radio as the title. But not on Belvedere 11146, which shows the title as Listening on the Radio by the Frisco Syncopators. Belvedere records were manufactured by the Bridgeport Dye and Machine Company for Hochschild Kahn and Company, a Baltimore department store. They contained material recorded by New York recording laboratories using the same catalog numbers as NYRL's Paramount, Puritan, and other labels. And in fact, the NYRL recording was made June 27, 1922, and issued on Triangle 11146, with the same title as the sheet music. Belvedere was only in business for about a year, and the records are fairly rare. There was an actual band in the 1920s called the Frisco Syncopators, but they made no records, and the name was used as a pseudonym by as many as 20 different outfits. We finished up with Ray Miller and his orchestra and Adoring You, written by Joseph McCarthy and Harry Tierney. Brunswick 2724 was recorded September 27, 1924, in the middle of the Ziegfeld Follies of 1924's 295-performance run at the New Amsterdam Theater. I'm Glenn Robison, and you and I are listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Florence Ziegfeld continued to produce Broadway shows every year until his death in 1932. On January 2, 1927, his eponymous Ziegfeld Theater opened on 6th Avenue at 54th Street. The 1,600-seat egg-shaped auditorium cost $2.5 million and was financed by William Randolph Hearst. But Ziegfeld didn't just produce the Ziegfeld Follies. And here are a few tunes from some other Ziegfeld shows.
Every time I hear that march from Lohengrin, I am always on the outside looking in. Maybe that is why I see the funny side when I see a fallen brother take a bride. Weddings make a lot of people sad, but if you're not the groom, it's not so bad. Another bride, another June, another sunny honeymoon, another season. Another reason for making whoopee. A lot of shoes, a lot of rice. The groom is nervous, he answers twice. It's really killing that he's so willing to make whoopee. Picture a little love nest down where the roses cling. Picture the same sweet love nest. Think what a year can bring. He's washing dishes and baby clothes. He's so ambitious, he even sews. But don't forget, folks, that's what you get, folks,
for making whoopee. Another year, or maybe less, what did I hear? Well, can't you guess? She feels neglected, and he's suspected of making whoopee. She sits alone most every night. He doesn't phone or even write. He says he's busy, but she says, is he? He's making whoopee. He doesn't make much money, $5,000 per. Some judge who thinks he's funny says you pay $6 to her. He says, now judge, suppose I fail. The judge says, but right into jail. You'd better keep her. You'll find it's cheaper than making whoopee.
Once upon a time, many years ago, lived a fair princess hating to confess loneliness was torturing her soul. Then a gypsy came, called to her by name, wooed her with a song, sensuous and strong. All the summer long, her passion seemed to tremble like a living flame. Play to me beneath a summer moon, Zigeuner, Zigeuner, Zigeuner. All I ask of life is just to listen to the songs that you sing. My spirit like a bird on the wing. Your melodies adoring, soaring. Call to me with some barbaric tune. Zigeuner, Zigeuner, Zigeuner. Now you hold me in your power. Play to me for just an hour. Zigeuner. Bid my weeping cease, melody that brings merciful release, promises of peace through the gentle throbbing of the strings. Music of the plain, music of the wild, hear me not in vain, soothe the heart in pain. Come to me again, and let me to my happiness be reconciled. Play to me beneath the summer moon. Zigeuner, Zigeuner, Zigeuner. All I ask of life is just to listen to the songs that you sing. My spirit like a bird on the wing. Your melodies adoring, soaring. Call to me with some barbaric tune. Zigeuner, Zigeuner, Zigeuner. Now you hold me in your power. Play to me for just an hour. Zigeuner.
All the boys love Mary. If you you could see her face, you'd wonder why. But they ain't got what Mary's got, a daddy with a cellar full of you know what. All the boys of Mary coming to the rhyme. Greenie is athletic, Jeannie is sympathetic, Gay Babette and Gulp is quite a champ, while Sweet Marie, boy, can roll her eyes like a van. And little Mary Brown is a sight in the handsomest gown. All the boys love Mary, they used to be content with half of 1%. Greedy Jeannie, Babette and Marie are serving nothing stronger than tea. All the boys love Mary, they love her more when they are feeling dry. They come in pairs from everywhere. Mary winks and leads them down the cellar stairs. All the boys love Mary, coming through the rye.
In 1914, Ziegfeld decided to create a spin-off of the Follies and house it. He built a new entertainment venue on the roof of the New Amsterdam Theater, which he called the Ziegfeld Danse de Follies, New York's first nightclub, a combination restaurant, ballroom, and theater. Each evening, it opened immediately following the Follies' performance downstairs, and for an additional fee, theatergoers could have a champagne supper while enjoying another Ziegfeld show, which he called the Midnight Frolic. The premiere frolic opened at midnight on January 5, 1915, with the entire score written by Lewis Hirsch. The Midnight Frolic was a way for Ziegfeld to test new talent, and artists who were a hit were cast in the following summer's Follies. Performers who had their first big break in the Midnight Frolic included Will Rogers, Burt Williams, Ed Wynn, and W.C. Fields. We just heard All the Boys Love Mary, written and performed by Van and Skank, heard in the Midnight Frolic of 1920. Columbia A2942 was recorded April 19th. And why do all the boys love Mary? Well, with Prohibition in full swing, because of her father's cellar full of hooch. Ziegfeld's operetta Bittersweet opened at the Ziegfeld Theater on November 5, 1929, and ran for 159 performances. The final song in the three-act show is Zigeuner, sung by Sari Linden, but we heard the composer, Noel Coward, accompanied on piano by Carol Gibbons, from HMV B3158, recorded September 11, 1929. One of Ziegfeld's most successful shows, Whoopee, opened at the New Amsterdam Theater on December 4, 1928, and ran for 407 performances. It starred Eddie Cantor and Ruth Etting, and featured the songs Love Me or Leave Me, and the one which started this segment, Makin' Whoopee, written by Gus Kahn and Walter Donaldson. Eddie Cantor recorded the commercial 78 in Liederkranz Hall 2 weeks after the show opened, issued on Victor 21831. 1 week after the show opened, George Olson and his music recorded it with Fran Fry, which is unsurprising since it was George Olson who was in the orchestra pit of Whoopee. I'm Glenn Robison, and this show is Rapidly Rotating Records. This and all of our previous shows are also available 24/7 on demand, anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. I have way more records to play for this show than time to play them. So without delay, and without rhyme nor reason, here are three more songs from the Ziegfeld Follies.
Practice, ain't I?
Nights were long and endless for little Willie Small. The problem was a deep one. 'Twas either love or art. Soon I heard him whisper, "I'll write to her today. I will ask her to forgive me. And here's just what I'll say. If I give up the saxophone, will you come back to me? If I give up that toodle-oodle-oo, will we bill and coo like we used to do? I know the fault is all my own, you warned me time and time. Lips that touch a saxophone, you said shall not touch mine. If I give up the saxophone, will you come back to me? Will you come back to me? I'll cut out that toodle-oodle-ay. Say anything you say if you'll come back to stay. When I'm in the park each night, how all alone I feel. I found out a saxophone has got no sex appeal. If I give up the saxophone, will you come back to me? My father plays the piccolo. My mother plays the drum. My brother plays the horses just because he is a bum. Ta-da-dum, bum, 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 bum. Ta-da-dum, bum, 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 bum. My uncle plays harmonica. He plays it kind of blue. They took away the instrument because the notes came doodle 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 doodle. If I give up the saxophone, will you come back to me? If I give up that toodle doodle doo, will we bill and coo like we used to do? I know the fault is all my own, you warned me time and time. Lips that touch a saxophone, you said shall not touch mine. If I give up the saxophone, will you come back to me?
Hello, Central, hello, Central, can't you see? Kindly hurry, just for me. Please do get me San Francisco. Someone's waiting all alone. Frisco is her name, she's at the Golden Gate. Central, it's a shame for her to have to wait. Please long distance do connect me. Get her on the telephone. Hello, Frisco, hello.
Hello, New York, hello. I love your
voice. I've been so lonely. I'm glad that you are not so far away.
feel mighty glad that you are here.
New York, I'm glad to hear you say hello. Hello, New York, hello.
How do you do, my dear? I only wish that you were here.
Hello, New York, hello.
How is it there up there? They tell me that it is the band. Yes, dear, I hear you. Wish I was near you.
Well, it doesn't get much more diverse than that. From the Ziegfeld Follies of 1931, where it was first heard sung by Dorothy Dell, that was blues and hokum singer Lil Johnson with her version of Was I, written by Charles Farrell and Chick Endor. It was recorded by Peggy Hill and Georgia White before Johnson got around to it on June 11, 1936, on Vocalion 3266. Before that, Hello Frisco, written by Gene Buck and Lewis Hirsch. The song commemorates two major historical events, the first transcontinental phone call from New York to San Francisco by Alexander Graham Bell himself, and the 1915 Panama Pacific Exposition, celebrating the completion of the Panama Canal and San Francisco's recovery from the 1906 earthquake and fires. The singers were Alice Green and Edward Hamilton. At least that's what's on the label of Victor 17837 from July 20th, 1915. They were actually Olive Klein and Reinald Werenrath, who were being promoted on Victor's classical labels, so used the pseudonyms for popular songs. We started the set with a fun song, If I Give Up the Saxophone, Will You Come Back to Me? William Raskin and Irving Kale wrote the words and Sammy Fain the music. The label of Edison 52556, made March 26, 1929, credits Jack Dalton and the Seven Blue Babies, but it's actually Jack Kaufman. The label also says the song is from the show Whoopee, but it was probably heard in one of the Midnight Frolics. While in England in 1896, Ziegfeld discovered music hall sensation Anna Held, whose Folies Bergère contract he paid off in order to bring her to America, and over the next 12 years, he produced 7 Broadway musicals specifically to showcase her talents. She was backed with a troupe called the Anna Held Girls, the first of his signature chorus lines, documented in the 1929 Precode musical comedy film Glorifying the American Girl. Ziegfeld had an affair with singer Lillian Lorraine, and when Held divorced Ziegfeld in 1913, he married actress Billy Burke the following year. Continuing our special All Ziegfeld show, here's Harry Jacobson. Thank you.
glass. So in an apartment, came from Paris door. Even think I'm wearing someone more before. It's no wonder that I feel of you. I never get a thing that ain't with you. That's why they call me second hand rose. Even a piano in the parlor, father bought for 10 cents on the dollar. Second hand coils, I bet it's second hand coils. I never get a single thing that's new. Even Jackie Cohen, he's the man I adore, had the nerve to tell me he's been married before. Everyone knows that I'm just second hand rose from Second Avenue. I'm wearing second hand shoes, second hand hose. No, the boil can't be there, second hand bowl. Even my pajamas, when I got them, had somebody else's initials on them. Second hand rings, I pick up second hand things. I never get what other girlies do. Once while strolling through the Ritz, a woman got my goat. She nudged her friend and said, oh, look, there goes my left ear coat. Everyone knows that I'm just second-hand rose from Second Avenue.
Thank you.
We started and ended that set with songs from the Ziegfeld Follies of 1927, and both written by Irving Berlin. We just heard Harry Reeser's Syncopators with Franklin Bauer providing the vocal on Ooh, Maybe It's You, from Columbia 1109-D, made August 29, 1927, 13 days after the show's opening for its 167 performance run at the New Amsterdam. Described on the label of Edison Bell Winner 78, number 4830, made in London around June of 1928, as a hot piano solo, which is certainly true, we started with It All Belongs to Me. Harry Jacobson was a South African-born pianist and vocalist who worked as a sideman for several 1930s British dance bands, such as Alfredo Gill, the Savoy Orpheans, and Ray Noble's Orchestra, and played the piano on many of Gracie Field's recordings. And I do believe you'll be hearing more from Harry Jacobson in an upcoming show. But he's not to be confused with Jesse Jacobson, the pianist for Elvin and Freddie in the ragtime group Hedges Brothers and Jacobson. In between, from the Ziegfeld Follies of 1921, was Fanny Bryce, from Victor Blue Label Personality Series 45263, made November 8th, with Secondhand Rose, written by Grant Clark and James F. Hanley. Despite his gambling habit, affairs, ill health, and losing his entire fortune of nearly $3 million in the stock market crash, Billie Burke kept her marriage vows of for better or worse as Ziegfeld tried to salvage his career. In May of 1932, he staged a revival of Showboat with Paul Robeson, but although it was critically acclaimed, there weren't enough theater-goers to make it profitable. Billie Burke took Ziegfeld to California to recuperate from a lung infection, but he died in a Hollywood hospital on July 22, 1932. He's buried in the Kensico Cemetery in Valhalla, New York. But here from earlier times are a couple more songs from Ziegfeld Productions.
Thank you. I've been away 2 weeks today. While on the phone, I'd like to know, Jean, what happened since I've been away?
All's going well, Madame La Marquise. All's going well, yes, going fine. Of course, Madame, there's just the merest trifle. That is, if you can spare the time. A little news, it could have waited. Your favorite mare was suffocated. Apart from that, Madame La Marquise, yes, everything is going fine.
Hello, hello, Henri. You're most observant. My favorite mare is dead, you say? Oh, explain to me, my perfect servant. How did the poor dear pass away?
Was nothing much, Madame La Marquise, and everything is going fine. Of course, Madame, there's just the merest trifle. That is, if you can spare the time. Although we did what we were able, the fire also burned the stable. Apart from that, Madame La Marquise, yes, everything is going fine.
Hello, hello, Bertrand. You are a treasure. The stable burned? Oh, it sounds absurd. I'm most upset. I wish that you would tell me exactement how this occurred.
'Twas nothing much, Madame La Marquise, and everything is going fine. Of course, Madame, there's just the merest trifle. That is, if you can spare the time. The stable now is just a cinder, because the castle burnt like tinder. Apart from that, Madame La Marquise, yes, everything is going fine.
Hello, hello, Norris, some further news, please. You'll pardon me if I inquire, but I must know, my model servant, just how the castle caught on fire.
Well, here it is, Madame La Marquise. One other thing I must confide. He saw the flames, and knowing he was ruined, my lord committed suicide. It seems some petrol he upset, and then he dropped his cigarette.
And then the castle caught on fire, and as the flames kept leaping higher,
the wind was blowing overhead, and to the stable soon it spread.
And in a moment, as they say, your favorite mare has passed away.
Upon the bed, Madame La Marquise, yes, everything is going fine.
Even after Flo Ziegfeld's death, there were a couple more follies, including in 1936, produced by Billy Burke and Schubert brothers Lee and J.J. It was recorded by a number of other British bands, including Sid Lipton, Charlie Kunz, Henry Hall, and Billy Cotton, but we just heard Joe Loss and his orchestra with Madame à la Marquise, composed by Paul Mizrachi, with English words by Jack Hughes. That's a Victor pressing, catalog number 25404, of an HMV recording made in London on June 4, 1936. The vocalist is Chick Henderson, with an unidentified female vocalist. The song uses the same formula as No News or What Killed the Dog by Nat M. Wills, in that it's a telephone conversation between La Marquise and her valet, James, who tells her of the disasters that have occurred in her chateau during her two-week absence, from the death of her mare to the suicide of her husband, each of which is a direct consequence of the previous, more serious one. Before that, a couple of tunes from the Follies of 1923. Shake Your Feet, introducing Swanee River Blues, written by Dave Stamper. That was The Georgians, directed by Frank Guarenti on November 17, 1923, with Take 3, issued on Columbia 30-D. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour with me listening to rapidly rotating records. If you had half as much fun as I did, then I had twice as much fun as you. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week. And as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.